Last question before we wrap it up. What advice would you give to a new college graduate? Ooh. Random question of the day. Because we do this for the scrum, I figured we'd do this for here.
Live at home.
Yeah.
It seems great. Ooh, yeah. I'm going to go live on my own. Pay my own rent. Girl, your student loan is going to come up to you real fast. And you're going to realize, I'm not making enough money to pay these monthlies. And guess what? All that money is going to loans and your rent. And your bills. Your phone. Your car. Guess what? You can't eat. You're on food stamps. CalFresh. Check it out. You're broke. I know it. So go to CalFresh, get food stamps, get over your pride, get that free money for food, and make sure you get a job.
You just spoke some reality right there.
College is the biggest scam in America.
I agree. I have a 2-year. I didn't even go for my 4-year because I couldn't afford it.
Right. That's a good option.
Because when I started college here, I went to community college and I got a fee waiver because I applied for FAFSA early enough. So my FAFSA check was actually mailed to me, which came in handy when I moved to New Jersey and I was paying out of state fees for my first year because I wasn't an established resident yet. And I was doing nursing, so I wanted to do full-time. I wanted to get over with. I was one of those go-getter, bright-eyed, bushy-tail, 17-year-old college student, whatever.
Get out there.
And, you know, that didn't quite work out. I heard that. That probably the mic, I think, picked it up.
My spine cracked here.
I felt really...
That's how I feel about being a post-grad.
So I basically major-hopped. I used the FAFSA check from the state of California. And then I applied for financial aid in New Jersey. The education funding in New Jersey isn't as nice. So I didn't get like financial aid. I received a loan as my financial aid.
That's not aid.
It's not. They gave me a loan. So I had to get a loan for a community college. So I can go full time to a community college. I still had to take out a loan, but my parents also still had to pay $800 for my first two semesters.
That's crazy.
Like each.
Yeah, East Coast, I heard, is
the in-state fees right now for the school I went to is $111 per credit. Wow. When I went to school here in Pasadena, it was $20 a credit.
It's crazy.
I was like, they were like, oh my god, it's so cheap. Gesundheit. And everyone's like, oh, it's so cheap. It's 111. I'm like, where I went, it was 20.
Yeah, dude, that's crazy.
Define why. How is this cheap? And, you know, like, it wasn't even that good of a school. And, like, I hated it.
Yeah, my back hurts.
She thought she could do it. But, yeah. So, college is, like, the biggest scam ever. If
it really is.
It is kind of. Like, some people get lucky. My boss is, like, my boss at my day job. Not you. My boss at my day job is, 36 now. Or 37. And she just paid off her student loans. When she graduated she graduated on time like everybody. She double majored in everything, but she had just submitted her last payment for her student loans.
Yeah.
It's 2020. Like,
it's crazy.
She graduated from college. She won't tell me when, but yeah.
The thing is that... Yeah.
Your mic is farther enough.
The thing is... I feel like a singer now that I'm holding this.
Okay, Brittany.
Brittany, bitch. Anyway, the thing is that the job market's so saturated with bachelor's degrees, and even now, because now you're being told that you need a master's to compete, it just seems like...
Really?
Yeah.
You need a bachelor's to get an internship.
Yeah, sometimes. Wow. It's ridiculous.
Or you need to be working towards your bachelor's for an internship.
Yeah, you it's just so hard to, like, a lot of postgrads, if you're not financially
blessed
by having a boomer dad, or like if you are an immigrant, you know, and your family had you're maybe, I'm a second gen American, my mom is first gen American, they're first gen, but say, like, you know, your parents came to the United States, and like, say, like, they, you know, most likely you're only making enough money to like get by, especially if you have a lot of siblings or whatever, and everyone is like, you're on your own basically to like try to get through college, which is my case. I paid for college all on my own. I had no help from parents. When I mean all on my own, I mean me and the government loans and my scholarships, right? But the thing is, it all seems fine and dandy at that point because you're not paying anything yet, because a loan is a loan. You pay it later. And when you get to later, it sucks. So you don't know what the future is like. Even I thought, like, I went to film school. Listen, kids. Listen, kids.
Do nursing.
Don't listen to your high schools. You don't have to go to an art school to be an artist, period. Period. 75%, that's not the right percentile, I don't know, but a lot of the jobs on the market, especially career jobs, your tasks are learned on the job.
Yep.
Period. So if you, whatever you want to get into, it depends on what it is, but if it's something like accounting or whatever, yeah, go to school, go to the accounting firms, the big four in California, whatever. You know, those are the ones. You want to be a doctor, obviously you can't be a doctor off the street, yeah. Right? But if you want to be a filmmaker, I want to be a painter, I want to get into social media, you really could do that by yourself. And for free, or you can take courses online. There are better options. There's just that
cheaper.
Yeah, there's just this stigma that you need to go to college.
Social media marketing 101 vision product course.
Check it out.
Check it out. But yeah, it's like, there's just a stigma, even with community college, is that if you go to community college because it's financially more responsible, people look down on you. Mm-hmm. Forget that mess. Because you know what? You could be $70,000 in debt and not have a job. Guess what? That's me. It sucks. Don't do it. So listen to me, kids. Listen to me, kids. You don't need to go to school.
Let me push in.
You don't. Listen to me, kids. Listen to Noelle. Mama Noelle.
Are you focused?
We are focusing. We're focusing on how you don't need to go to school. You don't need a degree for certain jobs, whatever your passion is. And sometimes, interestingly enough, you don't need to make your passion your job, depending on what it is. We're so used to like being so strapped for money that we think that whatever our talent is, we have to commoditize it or monetize it. When in fact, if it's something you're passionate about, it could be something like a side hustle. And then you can also, if you also like helping people, do nursing or something, you know, or be an office assistant. There's so many more options for your future than going to college. And if your future requires that, yeah, sure, go do it. Try to be as financially responsible as possible. But the thing is, you don't have to, and it's okay, because you know what? Like, I know people that are my age that are able to afford buying their own car and leasing their own car. Guess what? I can't. I have no car. I went to college. They didn't. What is this? Right? Figure it out. It's okay. Don't worry about what people think. It's okay. If you financially cannot rent an apartment, don't do it then. If you like, it seems great. Wow, I'm independent. You know, Paramore song. Like, what's that one song? It came out.
Yeah.
Like, oh, solo? Ain't it fun to be on your own and shit?
Living.
Literally, that song came out when I graduated from high school. And I was like, yeah, but it's fun not being in my strict household. It's great. That's all. Just don't, your pride, forget about it. Forget about it.
I proudly live at home. I pay rent, but I live at home.
Yeah. Do whatever, because we all love to live in the moment, but do what's best for your future self. Period. Love yourself. Period.
That's all. all I had to say.
That was great.
That was, I'm glad you liked that.
That was a great rant right there.
I was very passionate.
I'm like, you and I, it's been a while since you and I were in college, so you were the most recent.
Yeah, you're
the
most recent.
I'm very recent. Very sad.
So as you can tell, if you're watching us for the first time, the format for a lot of our stuff is very casual. We're not trying to be professional, though we do professional work.
We are professionals.
We
look at us on a bed.
We are. We want to be as approachable and slightly disgusting
with
you guys. Yeah,
we're
not trying to present ourselves in a certain way. Where whatever we're saying is going to come, you know, from the heart, from authenticity, and we're not gonna hold back. So I mean, I'm not gonna add anything to what Noelle said. I think she went off.
She nailed it.
For me, I mean, actually I do have a couple things I do want to say is,
are we fired?
Yes, you're all fired.
Goodbye.
She said it in a very passionate manner, I think, and just to echo off it is, what you graduate with is not what you're going to end up with in another 10 years. Because I graduated with a degree in animation. I worked on several video games and films, but shit. Nice. Now I run a social media marketing company. And I do not have a marketing degree or a business degree.
I have a 2-year business degree.
So
we had an intern that has a 4-year marketing degree, and we still had to teach them.
Oh, really? He had 4 years? I know. I thought, wow. Yeah, and the common thing we hear from our interns is like, wow, we never learned this in college.
Yep.
Because by the time you graduate, or by the time your class ends, like that's like literally that Tuesday or whatever ends, like the trends might have changed.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. So, and then I think be patient with yourself, because you're never going to have it figured out. Everyone's in a perpetual state of figuring it out. I'm 32, a decade older than this young child.
Oh, boy.
My grandchild. Then I'm still figuring it out. And being okay with that, I think, is going to give you a lot more happiness, because then there's no expectation. You just learn how to, like, enjoy the process.
Yeah.
And just go with the flow, but that's more of a flow with the path you want to go. Mm. Because there's going with the flow and kind of like letting everything else and then there's going with the flow, but knowing with yourself of, is this flow of direction aligned with who I want to be? A lot of youngsters don't know yet, because it's going to be, I mean, I feel like the fact that we're hanging out, you're going to figure it out a lot sooner than I did. That's what I think. That's what I think is the benefit of hanging out with older people. Because I liked hanging out with older people.
Learning from
is because
mistakes.
you see how badly they fuck up, and you're like,
yo, I'm not doing that.
No, I'm not gonna fuck up like that.
I'm not doing that.
That's why I also like tell the people that are younger than me that hang out with me as well. I'm always like, here it is. I'm gonna give it to you straight, so you know.
Okay,
so you don't
boomer.
Do the same thing.
Okay, boomer. I'm old. So at my job, there's a couple of like people that work there. They're about your age, but oh no, yeah, she's about your age. 22, 23. Yeah, she's 20. She's 23. Yay. But yeah, so she's like 22, or she's turning 22 or something. In October, I think just started college, like at the same community college I went to, because it's just more financially sound that way. It was her decision to do that. And I think she was asking me, because her major, like some of those prereqs kind of overlap with my nursing prereqs. So she was like, oh, who should I take for this class? Who should I take for that class? And I keep telling her, I'm like, the nursing path versus the kinesiology path is completely different. Nursing path is going to kill you. So if I tell you to take the same anatomy and physiology professor as I did, you're going to hate me, because that guy is tough. Like he doesn't follow the college's attendance policy. Like if you have an absence, that's like, if you have more than 5 absences, it's like half a letter grade down or whatever. He doesn't care. All he cares about is if you pass his exams, because if you don't go to class, you don't know anything, and you don't know anything for the exam. So that's his take on it, which I think is brilliant. But he only gives you 3 tests, no quizzes, no nothing. 3 tests for the whole semester. If you screw one up, you're done.
Dang.
Yeah. I like him. He's great. He's my favorite.
Straightforward.
He was my favorite. Like, if I wanted to continue doing nursing, like, I wished all my professors were exactly like him. But no.
Okay.